Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the intros and outros and my fantastic producer, Mr. Adam Zaloof. As always, we want to thank all of our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Don's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cabot Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call Don Pecora at 412-372-3667, and criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Laurie, with offices located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. Today's topic, as a matter of fact, I woke up with this today, this feeling today, and I got the phrase from NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Fran Tarkenton, who one of his books, I've read many of his books, but the one that I've read the most is called What Losing Taught Me About Winning, The Ultimate Guide for Success in Small and Home-Based Business. He wrote this back in 1997, and the book is worn out. I've read this book so many times, and I just got done reading it again a couple days ago. But one of the topics he touches on is called Waking Up with a Sense of Desperation. Now, this is a guy who, again, NFL Hall of Famer. He was a TV host of That's Incredible, a show in the 70s and 80s. He was a host of many infomercials. Infomercials, for those of you who don't know, would be commercials like half hour, hour long, selling a product, pitching a product, and people would call in, order these products. He's had over 20-some-odd businesses that he started. He's just done incredibly well in life. He was on Monday Night Football as well. Saturday Night Live, he was the first athlete on Saturday Night Live. But again, he's done very, very well in business. He's 84 years old. He's still going at it very, very strong. And who knows, we may eventually get him on our show one of these days. But he has, as I said, a chapter in his book, and he talks about wake up with a sense of desperation. And you would think a guy like that with all that success, all that money, that, you know, he would coast. He would coast, and he doesn't. So I said, well, hell, if he doesn't, I'm not going to, right? So this morning, I actually woke up with a sense of desperation, fear, and I woke up thinking that I lost all my jobs. And don't ask me, you know, why that happened to me this morning, but I woke up and I was like scared. And I said, wait a minute. You didn't lose any jobs, you know, relax. But, you know, just to brush up on things, obviously I do, I'm a pro baseball scout with the Global Scouting Bureau, GM and professional baseball scout. I'm head baseball coach. I've been with the Global Scouting Bureau for 23 years, head coach at Carnegie Mellon University now for 19 years. I own a landscaping business, Relsano Landscaping, since 1988, 36 years. I wrote a book, of course. I do some speaking. And of course, the shows. We do this show, the Claudio Relsano Show. I do Italian Impact Weekly. I do Real Baseball Talk. I do Steel City Sports World with Luther and Jim. I do the boxing show, the Boxing Authorities. So what is that? Six shows that I do. And just today, I was offered a summer coaching position for a travel organization, which I'm going to talk to the guy next week. But you might say, well, how do you do these things and why do you do these things? How I'll do them, I do them. We'll get to that on another show. But why do I do them? I enjoy them. But again, you know, my dad used to always say, keep the wolf away from the door. And who's the wolf? A bill collector, the light bill, gas bill, college tuition, taxes, property taxes, sales tax, which I have to pay, car repair. I have a nice car, but last week, a piece of rubber on my sunroof, $551, you know, and it never ends, right? So I always have that fear of not having enough. That's just me. I know somebody who always says to me that he's content. He's content. And he always says that crazy line about money. Well, you can't take it with you. Always you can't. Well, hell, I don't want to take it with me. I don't want my wife to put money in a coffin with me. Maybe a few bucks, but not all of it. But I'm not worried about that. While I'm alive, I want to make sure that I can take care of my family and live where I live and have what we have and be able to, again, take care of our little family. For example, one time a couple years ago, I was cooking and my wife comes in with the mail and she said, we have another wedding invitation. One of your players is getting married. We have another wedding invitation. And that was like the third one, like in 7 months. And I'm flattered and honored that they would do that. But I said, geez, we're going to go broke going to all these weddings. And my daughter looked at me. She was like 11 at the time. She looked at me and she said, that was what, 12 years ago. She said, Daddy, we're broke. I said, no. I'm just saying that. I'm just joking around. But the look on her face really bothered me. You know, and because it is a responsibility when you're parents or even if you don't have a family, if you're single, you know, you have a responsibility to yourself or you have a responsibility to your family to make money, to give yourself and or your family a good life. So again, this morning when I woke up like that, I had to snap out of it quick. But also I'm glad that I do have that feeling because it motivates you. It keeps you going. Years ago, in 2016, I went to an event, and there was I saw an athlete there, very well known athlete, and he had made approximately $400 million in his career, and now I don't want to say he was broke, but he had probably $100,000+ approximately. If that. And I saw him and I said, wow, this guy earned all of that money. But unfortunately, it was all gone. Some his fault, some not his fault. And I said, that ain't happening to me. Then one time there was a house not too far from mine that was being foreclosed on. And I seen the kids coming out of the house with their toys and stuff like that. And I said, that ain't happening to me. You know, things like that get to me when I see that. And I make damn sure that it doesn't happen to me. There's another athlete who I'm friends with who's done very well in his sport and in the business world. He's done very well. Well, he moved from his one home in the West Coast and moved back east. And the move was based on he signed a 4-year deal with a television company to do some work with them. Well, then COVID hit and he just completed 1 year of the contract and his other 3 years were terminated. And he did an interview and he was saying to the guy, to the host of the show, he said, God, when that happened, the first thing that hit me was, God, I don't want to lose my house. He says, please, God, don't let me lose my house. And he was so worried about it. And his voice had that sense of desperation. But I'm saying to myself, this guy has a ton of money. He has nothing to worry. You know, he doesn't have the $400 million, but he's got a nice chunk of change. But he was acting like he was broke, which I like that. Damon John, one of the stars of Shark Tank, likes to say that, act like you're broke. And I never forgot that. And, you know, not that you have to stay home and look at the walls or whatever. And we certainly don't do that. My wife and daughter and I have a very good life. And we do things. I always say we don't have a $300 mailbox. We have a $25 mailbox. I get the same damn bills as somebody with the $300 mailbox. And I tell my players, just watch your money. Because, like with me, I've been very blessed. But you just never know. And it's good to live in fear a little bit. Not that if you use it, you know, Customato, Mike Tyson's trainer, used to say fear is a good thing if it motivates you. Fear can also be bad if you shrink from it and you just sit there and just take hits. That's not good. But if you use fear as a motivator to make sure that you don't get hit and knocked down or you don't lose your house, you don't lose everything. You know, what it can do is drive you even more. And that's what I do with that. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and that is Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar at 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call Dom at 412-372-3667. And Eric Jackson Laurie, criminal defense attorney. Please give him a call. If you get in any jams, Eric's a great guy, and he's the best one out there. He's located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. Call Eric at 412-963-9308. Don't forget about my book, Lead from the Heart Up, Not the Neck Up, How to Create a Positive Winning Culture on the Field and in the Office. Get that at Barnes & Noble in Robinson Township, or get it off my website at ClaudioRealSano.com. or Amazon.com, BarnesNoble.com, The Boxing Authorities with Lou Dupree Jr., Smokin' Jim Frazier, and myself at KeepBoxingFree.com, and Italian Impact Weekly with myself and Steve Mancini. Go to ItalianImpactWeekly.com and or CRSMMedia.com, and our new baseball show, Real Baseball Talk with Claudio Relsano and John Parato. Go to CRSMMedia.com. We'll be right back with Waking Up with a Sense of Desperation.
It's wintertime, and we are here to help you get through it. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. If you are suffering with headaches, sinus, nasal congestion, runny nose, and irritation from the dry air, post-nasal drip, coughing, dry throat, come see us at the Roscoe Allergy Center. We will correctly diagnose your issues to get you relief, to get you feeling better.
Call us today, the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois, 814-375-0455. That's 814-375-0455. Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Laurie are available when you need it for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Laurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Laurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Laurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Are you tired of paying too much for health insurance? With those enormous premiums, you lose yardage, then get sacked with all the upfront costs. What are you paying for? Lou and his team at MyPolicyQuote are your number one draft pick. They have access to all the top carriers, and as a brokerage, they have full market visibility with the tools and experience. Let Lou help you and your family find truly affordable, quality insurance and quarterback your power play to get you out of the penalty box. Call Lou and his team at 412-609-9963. Okay, thank you for tuning back into the Claudio Relsano show. Another thing that I always say, Jackie Robinson, the legendary Jackie Robinson, wrote a book years ago, and the title was I Never Had It Made. And that title, I know what he meant by it, but I kind of turn it into something different for my in my life. I things are good. I'm not saying they're not, but I never put my feet up on the desk and my hands behind my head and say, I got it knocked. Never. Now, I remember one time specifically, it was Father's Day several years ago, and we were on the Gateway Clipper, which is a boat here in Pittsburgh, my wife, daughter, and I, and something hit me. I said, you know, thank God things are good. And trust me when I tell you, I've been through some hell in my life, and I'll go over that topic too. But that particular time, things were good. And minutes later, I said, okay, if they're going to remain good, I have to keep up the grind. I have to keep at it. Terry Bradshaw, the Hall of Fame quarterback, and of course, TV star on CBS for NFL Today, he said in his – he has a book. I think it was basically – the title was Keep It Simple or something like that. But anyway, he said he has a beautiful ranch. I want to say it's in Texas. You know, I don't know how many acres he had, and there was a lake and ponds and creeks and horses and just a beautiful piece of property. And he said, but in order for me to keep this property, I have to not be here. I have to travel to do speaking engagements. I have to travel to Los Angeles to do the football show. I have to do this and do commercials and make reality series, all that kind of stuff. And think about that. In order for him to keep that property, he has to leave it, right? I don't really have to leave, you know, where I live, but I do have to spend some time at work. But again, it's just that fear, which I do use in a positive way to motivate me. Now, you know, recharging your batteries. I can never, ever go on vacation for more than 3 days. I just can't. Now, my family wants me to go to Italy, but you don't go to Italy for 3 days, right? My wife wants to stay there a month. My daughter wants to stay there for 10 years. I want to stay there for 2-3 days and get the hell out. But so I don't know if that's ever going to work. But we do go on vacation, and then I get a little antsy because even when I'm on vacation, I see, how can I make a buck here? Can I make a contact here? Can I do a speaking engagement here? Can I connect with somebody here? Can I do something? That sense of desperation. And then there was a guy that I do a lot of work with, Ron Vrana. He said, I'm going to call you on vacation. You better not answer the phone. I said, Ron, I always answer the phone. He said, you better not answer it. So I was actually on the beach, and he called me, and I answered the phone. And he called me from a different number. I didn't recognize the number. He got mad. But that's just me, because you never know what that phone call is. I some people turn the phone on at 9 and they're done at 5. Mine's on 24 hours a day, because you never know. It might be that one call that makes a difference. Even today, I connected with a company that represents athletes. They do some business consulting with athletes, some branding, some scouting, some training, all the things that I feel I can do. So they're in Los Angeles. I connected with them today. They may never respond. They might. They might say no. They might say yes. But the old adage from Pat Croce, the former owner of the Philadelphia 76ers, he once said, if you don't ask, it's already a no. So I'm going to ask. Again, I keep Ice-T, the rapper and movie star. He says, I have backups to my backups to my backups, right? I'm never on cruise control. I'm never one that my players tease me, my old players say, Coach, you've been saying that you're worried about, CMU for 15 years, you're fine. But I just always, worry might not be the right word, just concerned, or because you just don't know. Even in the landscaping business, I've been lucky 36 years straight. It's gone well. I've had a few down years ago, but some people move. Some people may have difficulty financially themselves and they have to get rid of you, or some have passed away. You're always looking for, I've been lucky the past several years. I've actually given jobs to other people in the landscaping world. But so I take on all these things because I have that sense of desperation. I never feel that I have enough. Now, you might say, Claudio, that means you're never happy. No, I didn't say that. I'm very happy, but I'm not content. Never. I always feel, remember the old line, and I'm sure it'll be another topic if we haven't already done it. You can do more. You can always do more, from Dan Marino. I just always worry. But, the other thing about this, too, this chasing, this going after the carrot is I'm alive. I'm in the game. I'm still at it. I'm 59. I'll be 60 in October. And I do more now. And I always say this every year, thankfully. I do more now than I did last year. I do more now at age 59, say 60, than I did when I was 40. And I like that. I remember my mom one time, there was somebody that we knew that really was, he didn't go at it very hard. He used to just kind of go at a very leisurely pace. And my mom used to call him a piece of meat with eyes. And I never forgot that. And I never want to be that way. I never want to be a piece of meat with eyes. So I'm always chasing something. I have a right in front of me on the left side. I have all the things that I do. And on the right side, all the projects. And I have about 8 projects that I have that I'm working on. There's a bat company that I'm in talks with right now. There's another company that I've done some work with that it'll be official probably sometime in May, that I'm doing more with them. I'm an LP with Streakers Gaming. We will have that owner of the company on soon. Great guy. I've been in talks with another sports company to do some speaking and some other things for them. So there's a lot of things that that are projects that I'm working on and trying to ramp up some of the things I'm doing. The landscaping is good where it is. I just want to keep that going. But want to win more at CMU. I want to get more sponsors for the Italian show. Want to get more sponsors for this show. We have one that we'll be announcing hopefully very soon. I want to do more speaking engagements and want to sell more books. Want to do more training, so on and so forth. And you might say, Claudio, when is it enough? It's never enough because, like I said, there's always – if the taxes never go up, if the bills never come in, and college tuition stops and the repairs stop, then I don't need to make any more. But until that happens, I'm going to have to continue to make more. And again, sense of desperation. Maybe it's playing a trick with your mind. I know that's what Fran Tarkenton said he used to do. He used to, you know, what if I lose it all? What if this happens? What if that happens? So here he is at 84 years old. He said he had the choice when he was done playing football to go out in the golf course and just sip tea and play golf every day. But he decided to start, new, as I said, over 20-some businesses, and he's still at it. Mario Andretti is 84 years old. He's still, him and his son are working on getting involved in F1. And if you read the papers, it has been a battle and a half. You would think as soon as you say, hey, I'm Mario Andretti, I'm Michael Andretti, people fall at your feet. And unfortunately, it hasn't been the case. I think F1's crazy, but they're still working on getting an F1 team, Formula One team, in that racing, business discipline. So here he is. He's still at it, and he's got tons of money, tons. It's tons of fame. You can't get any bigger than Mario Andretti or his son. But they're building a humongous sports facility, movie theater, racing garage, all that stuff in Indiana. They're in the game, and they have that sense of desperation. But you know what? That's good. They're not pieces of meat with eyes. Fran Tarkenton isn't. I'm not. All the people that I admire in sports that have gone on business. Alex Rodriguez is in talks with buying the Minnesota Timberwolves. Greg Norman is the commissioner of the LIV golf tournament. These are people who have tons. Magic Johnson has zillions, and he's still going at it. There's another guy who's involved in sports, Jerry Cardinale. He is the founder of Redbird Capital. He used to work with Goldman Sachs. He bought AC Milan. He's got zillions of dollars, but he's buying more. He is involved more. He's involved with the Fenway Group, who owns the Penguins. And I like that, and I admire that. And it gives you a reason to wake up. You're in the game. You're providing for your family, and you're helping the customer. Hopefully you're inspiring people. You're having impact on people. So, again, this morning I woke up with a sense of desperation. I will continue to do that. Maybe not the feeling that I had this morning that I lost all my jobs, but I like that feeling that I will go after it again tomorrow. So hopefully you will do the same. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you got something out of it. I appreciate all of you tuning in. Rick Mitchell, thank you for the intros and the outros. And I forgot, I have to mention an event, the Let's Partee for Golf. It's hosted by Kennedy Catholic Family of Schools. I did a speaking engagement for them in January. What a wonderful group of students and teachers and administrators. I really love being there. But it will be held at Tam O'Shanter Golf Course May 18th at 9 a.m. Shotgun start, only $125. It's in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, not far from Pittsburgh, really. So please contact Maria Metters at 330-559-8891. I'll be there for sure. Tell Maria where you heard about the show or about the golf event. It's a great event. And again, finally, let's thank our sponsors, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Don's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, criminal defense attorney Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you, Adam Zalouf. Thank you to all the listeners. Please continue to send great questions and comments. I really appreciate it. And as always, thank you, Mom and Pop.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on ClaudioRossano.com.
It's wintertime, and we are here to help you get through it. Hi, this is Dr. Roscoe. If you are suffering with headaches, sinus, nasal congestion, runny nose, and irritation from the dry air, post-nasal drip, coughing, dry throat, come see us at the Roscoe Allergy Center. We will correctly diagnose your issues to get you relief, to get you feeling better.
Call us today, the Roscoe Allergy Center in Dubois, 814-375-0455. That's 814-375-0455. Modern solutions with the care you've been looking for.
The law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available when you need it for all of your defense needs. Maybe it's a DUI, or maybe you found yourself in the wrong place at the wrong time. Whatever the scenario, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are available 7 days a week. With a practice based throughout western Pennsylvania, the law offices of Eric Jackson Lurie are conveniently located in downtown Pittsburgh and Fox Chapel. When you or a loved one needs discreet, experienced legal representation, call Eric Jackson Lurie at 412-963-9308. That's 412-963-9308.
We want to welcome our newest sponsor, Dom's Pizzeria and Sports Bar, 502 Cavett Avenue in Trafford, Pennsylvania. Call 412-372-3667. Dom Pecora, great guy, great food. Make sure you tell him we sent you.
Are you tired of paying too much for health insurance? With those enormous premiums, you lose yardage, then get sacked with all the upfront costs. What are you paying for? Lou and his team at My Policy Quote are your number one draft pick. They have access to all the top carriers, and as a brokerage, they have full market visibility with the tools and experience. Let Lou help you and your family find truly affordable, quality insurance and quarterback your power play to get you out of the penalty box. Call Lou and his team at 412-609-9963.